Senator Barack Obama of Illinois announces his run for president this morning, 21 months away from Election Day 2008. The pool of presidential candidates is already overflowing. Now, in the past, voters have often complained about their choices, grousing, "Is this the best we can do?" But look at the lineup so far. Senator John McCain of Arizona is a hero. Former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani of New York, Senator Obama, are inspirational. Senator Clinton of New York is acclaimed for her intelligence. Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas and Chuck Hagel of Nebraska are often called principled. Former Senator John Edwards of North Carolina is eloquent. Senators Chris Dodd of Connecticut and Joe Biden of Delaware are knowledgeable. Bill Richardson of New Mexico, Mitt Romney of Massachusetts, Tom Vilsack of Iowa. Nobody calls them lightweights. And we haven't even gotten to former Speaker Newt Gingrich. Joined now by two distinguished ex-senators to get a partisan perspective. Joining us from his office in New York, where he's president of the new school, is former Senator Bob Kerrey, Democrat from Nebraska. Thanks for being with us, Senator.
And you're welcome. Nice to be with you.
And joining us from a ranch in Falfurrias, Texas, is Senator Alan Simpson, Republican from Wyoming. Thanks so much for being with us, Senator.
Pleasure to be here and with my old Senate colleague, Bob Kerrey, and it's a pleasure.
Could I ask each of you gentlemen in turn, and let's begin with Senator Kerrey, to first take a look across the other side of the aisle. And what do you notice in this pool of prospective Republican candidates, Senator Kerrey?
It's a very talented group of men. I mean, I think the Republicans have their A team on the field.
Senator Simpson, what about when you look at the Democrats?
Same thing. I mean, these are solid people. Some are colleagues that we were with in the Senate. This is a very solid group. I agree.
Why has the campaign started so early?
They're starting early so they can avoid all the federal financing because that's peanuts, and so they can start shaking the tin cup, and it's just demeaning.
Oh, I think Alan's right, Scott. I mean, there's a relatively small number of people, even in the world of the internet, that give money to campaigns, and you got to lock them up in a hurry.
What about the primary calendar? Is that going to emphasize different states this time around? And both of you are Western state senators.
Well, yeah, I think particularly if you see California, Florida, and there's talk of New York as well moving up early to the 5th of February. Mm-hmm. Again, it's going to emphasize people both with high name identification as well as a lot of money. It's going to decrease the chance that you'll see a sort of an insurgent develop. Coming out of nowhere.
And Wyoming's now made a move, the Republican Party anyway, not the Democratic Party yet, to move up with 12 delegates. That's pure power. And we have 3 electoral votes, so you
boy,
awesome power.
let me ask you, gentlemen, a question that I think that is on a lot of people's minds that, I'm going to turn around. Polls indicate that the vast majority of the American public are absolutely comfortable with a woman as president or an African-American as president. But I must say I'm astonished at the high percentage of the American people that say, at least in certain polls, that they're uncomfortable with the idea of a Mormon as president. Governor Romney of Massachusetts, obviously a Mormon. What do you make of this, gentlemen?
Well, I think it has to settle in. They're saying the same things about John Kennedy because he was a Catholic, and he went and addressed it right up front. He said that, you know, I don't take my directives from the Pope. I think it was a fascinating statement he made, and it didn't denigrate his Catholicism, but I think that Mitt Romney will handle it the same way.
Yeah, I think the other thing that will mitigate on the issue too, Scott, is that in this case, the Senate Majority Leader is a Mormon,
Orrin Hatch.
Orrin Hatch. So I think what you'll see is, as the story spreads about other individuals who have this faith, I think the issue is going to become smaller and smaller.
It must be noted too. Polls this week indicate that Senator Obama is, in fact, not the top choice of the majority of African-American voters in this country, at least so far, Senator Clinton.
That, by the way, doesn't surprise me. I mean, former President Clinton was enormously popular with African-American voters, and my guess is that popularity transfers pretty substantially to Senator Clinton.
Would either of you care to talk about who you think will survive for a year?
My guess will be that it's going to be Hillary Clinton, it's going to be Barack Obama, it's going to be John Edwards. On the Republican side, it's probably McCain and Mitt Romney and maybe one other. Maybe it's Giuliani because he's got a substantial amount of name ID all the way across the country and probably a fair amount of money that comes with it, so maybe those 6.
Well, that's an interesting one, and I'd say about Rudy, he'll have to get through the thicket of the right-wingers who are homophobes. But he alone would be the most popular to the public.
But you know, Alan, if the primaries of California, New York, and Florida go on February 5, he'll win delegates, and a lot of them.
That's right.
It's a different, you know, he doesn't have to go to the Iowa caucuses to win delegates.
Gentlemen, does anybody write their own speeches anymore when they're running for president, or is there just too much to do that?
Well, you tell them, Bob. You ran.
One of the things I read when I was on the campaign, it was letters that Abraham Lincoln wrote from the 1860 campaign, and he was complaining about having to say the same thing over and over and over. And so that part of it doesn't change. You do get a little, you know, if you're Alan Simpson's staff, you get a little bored listening to the same damn jokes over and over and over. And so, you know, if you're the speaker, you think, oh, my God, that's my staff, and they got to listen to this corny old joke again. But I think it's gotten worse as a result of the technology in the last 4 or 5 years, the impact of the blogs and the impact of YouTube and other things like that are, I think they're likely to be that the candidates are even more careful than they have been before.
Look, Curry, I don't need new jokes. I need new audiences. But let me tell you, see, humor is frowned upon now. Everybody's so serious, but, you know, you can always beat these guys back with humor because they don't know how to handle it, and they think you're lightweight because you use it. But, boy, show me a humorless guy, and I'll eat his lunch.
Mm. Yeah, and also, I mean, Scott, I know, the only one I don't know is Governor Romney, and I mean, they may not be writing every single one of the speeches, but all these individuals are originals. I mean, that is to say, they know why they're running, and it's and they may have to, you know, they have to rely on stat to prepare some specific speech on, you know, I don't know, the metric tables of ball bearings or something that's completely off the charts that nobody understands. But I would say most of the time they'll be forming their own opinions.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. I hope we can talk to you again sometime.
I would love it. Are you hunting down there?
What?
Are you hunting?
George just stepped in, George Bush the first, and he held up his finger and said, get on the truck. Now, you know, when you have a host like that, it'll drive you crazy.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
That's a former senator from Nebraska, Bob Kerry, and former Senator Alan Simpson of Wyoming, who spoke with us from a ranch in Texas. And this is NPR News.